Sunday night, Chodesh Halvada, Shara Bitochon, the men, Shara Bitochon, Perek Hamishi. We're talking about the differences between a Boteach and an Eina Boteach. And we're up to, really, Hamishi, the fifth one on page Kuf Nun Tes. The first one being he accepts what Hashem does. The second one, as Rotzon Hashem, he realizes that's what it is. Then he moves up to the Madrega and the second one of Besimcha. The third one is he doesn't get the spoil when the Sibos fail or seem to fail because he's not Boteach in the Sibos, he's Boteach Hashem. Again, these are differences, even though they live the same lives and do the same things, but they have very, very different lives, and they react differently to events. And one walks around with a smile on his face, and one walks around with a scowl on his face. The fourth one was what you do with the, so to speak, extra money, generosity. The Boteach Hashem is generous, because he's attuned to the reality that it's not his money, he's just an apotropos over it. That's the Boteach's attitude towards money, because the Boteach is fully focused on the fact that Hashem is giving him the money to use for a certain purpose. So that purpose is his apotropsis. If he has more than that purpose, so he can give it away. He's generous. He gives tzedakah. He does good deeds with it. The Chamishi, Shebateach al Hashem, Einem esasik besibus olam ela kadei lekachz behem tzeda lo achris uvameh lahasig olamo. Again, this is not what bitachon is all about. This is not what bitachon is, but he's just stating a reality. The Baal bitachon is focused on olam haba. The Baal bitachon, because he's focused on Hashem, so he realizes that what we're doing here now is just determining our relationship with Hashem, determining where we stand vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's fully, that's the Boteach has that mindset already. And therefore, Shabboteach Hashem Eino Mesasek Besibos Ba'olam Ela Kedei Lekachz Behem Tzeda La'Achris. He's focused on his Olam Haba, how to get Olam Haba. So what does he do with his extra time? So if you're focused on your Sibos as the Sibos that get you money, so if you have any extra time, you plow it back into the business because you want more money. But the Boteach Hashem is focused on the right things, and therefore he overcomes this Nisayon. What would he do with his spare time? What does he do at night? Right, we have that. What do you do at night, Seder? What do you do at night? So the Baal Bitachon knows he's going to have what he's going to have, and he does his ishtadlus, and then he left over time, he uses it to grow spiritually. Nat Boteach is like we saw before. He's always running and running and running, and never happy and never satisfied and always nervous. Ulufikach mashakoshalo mehem lulo pagia bedosu vinyonu lomazem masasik bo. Choshiyesh bo chashash pagia bedosu grama veru lefnei Hashem ena masasik bo. Baal Bitachon, because he's focused on olam haba and treats the Hesaskos Besibos as just that, so he's not going to fall prey to being Mesasik and Sibos that are not so kosher, because it doesn't make any sense, right? If he's focused on the fact that he's only being Mesasik Besibos and really Hashem's providing, and all he's doing is doing the Ratzon Hashem, then it really makes very little sense to violate the Ratzon Hashem and doing the Ratzon Hashem. So the Baal Bitachon will stay on the straight and narrow, so to speak. L'vikach mashakoshalo mehem lo pagia bedoso vinyoni olam hazeh mesasik bo, that he does. V'choshesh bo chashash pagia bedoso ugram aveiru lefnei Hashem. If there's a chashash that it would be inimical to his frumkeit, Ain't a misasik bo. For a woman, a lot of times it's sneus in the workplace. She has to make a decision. So the Baal Bitachon is not focused on the job. And this is the only way I'm going to get a job. And this is the only job that there is to be had. You know, the Baal Bitachon knows that there's, and Hashem is giving you an assignment, and you have to overcome it. And Hashem will send you the same money some other way, a different job, a better job. And if it involves something that's connected to Ratzon Hashem, it really does not make any sense to get involved in it. He's trying to bring Parnosa, and instead he's bringing Klol on himself. He's satisfied with the Sibos, so he thinks he has it in the bag ready. So he wouldn't be mazniach any of them, because to him they're the only reasons he's getting what he's getting. So how can he stop doing it? You go to him, you suggest something, you say, the Rav von Zinnen, you flipped out. What am I going to stop? So you calm down, you go, okay, only for an hour. L'chein lo yisrachek mishum dover mehen v'yisasek b'maguna uv'mishubach shebehen, and the hisaskos b'sibos, whatever it falls his lot to do, whether it's a more white column or blue column, in a choshev alachis matzovo. He doesn't pay too much attention to what's going to be, and he has to put aside certain things. He gets angry and nervous. I don't know. Let's look at the pasuk. Meaning he's not boteach. He gets angry and he's tense and he's nervous. And maybe pays lip service to Bitachon, but he's not really Batech in the Lavovo sense. And you can't get started with anything. You always bump up against your agenda. So that's the fifth chilek, that the Baal Batech is focused on Olam Haba, because he's focused on the fact that everything in Olam Hazeh is just like a mirage. Everything is really focused on the end. That's why it doesn't matter. He's makabel yisurim ba'ava, difficulties bi'ava, as we saw. And the not ba'al boteach, he's always complaining, and he sees that Hashem's out to get him, and that's how he sees life. See, the guy with a chip on his shoulder. Okay.